You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website hierarchyuniversity.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. Today is January 9th, 2026. And first and foremost, I just have to say, welcome to the 300th episode of this podcast. Is that not incredible or what? I thank all of you for all of your support and your listening to this podcast over the years. And it's been truly incredible to be able to do this and share stories, share advice, etc., with all of you. And in fact, this podcast has changed a few lives, I have to say, over the years. It's awakened some straight alphas to the truth. And it's been a pretty incredible experience, honestly. When I first started this podcast, I didn't know what to expect, really. I mean, I have some background in audio engineering and whatnot, so that technical part was not so much of a big deal, but just in terms of adding a podcast to my daily grind, I guess, with the website, because there's always a lot to do with everything I'm trying to do with this, so the podcast was an additional thing, and I didn't know if I could even do it, and frankly, you know, there have been some interruptions, obviously, in the transmission of this podcast, namely me going to prison, but I have been really proud of this podcast and what it's accomplished. It's gone much farther than I thought it would go, and I just thank you all for your continued support. It was interesting when I came back from prison, one of the first things I was hearing from people is, when are you going to get the podcast up and running again? I'm like, give me a break, okay? I just took off my orange jumpsuit, okay? Like, give me a second. but anyway, it's been really a great ride. 300 episodes, though. I don't know what to say about that. It's mind-blowing, actually. I once again encourage you to join my latest experiment, which is the Hierarchy University Discord. There's links all over the place on the website, etc., on my X profile, etc. So, tomorrow night, Master A and I are going to be doing our first official roundtable on the Discord. So there's all sorts of things happening there, and I do encourage everyone to join because the community is growing. It's growing not just in population, but also in terms of features. So I think you will like what's coming there. I do have another announcement before we get into the meat of this podcast. Out of the Discord, there are a couple who are working on, I think it's a master and a faggot. They're both programmers, and they are building something very, very special that I think you're all going to really be blown away by. People who are longtime followers of mine might remember way back, like in the days of FagsWorshipAlphas.com, I came up with the idea of an app called Worshipper, which would be devoted to alphas and faggots finding each other, serving each other, etc. And at the time, there was no real easy way to create an app other than to pay a programmer a lot of money to do that. And I tried to raise some money to get that done. My fundraising was unsuccessful, so I figured, well, fuck this. So I scrapped it. But not to say that Worshipper is coming back in its form. They have their own name for it. I'm not going to tell you what it is right now. But it's a similar type of app to what I was envisioning. And so when they laid this on me, I was really, really excited. And so it's coming. And I've gotten to play with the prototype that they've built, and it's very exciting. So stay tuned for that, because I think you're all going to like that a lot. It's probably going to be a web-based app, because I don't know if it's going to get on the Apple Store or anything like that, but sort of like the blowers.com. So we'll see how it all works out, but I think you're going to be really excited by that. And that's grown out of the Hierarchy Discord. So see, things are exciting, things are happening there. You really are missing out. So anyway, that's all the self-promotion I got for today. So let's talk. So recently I published a story about Master Lorenzo, who Master Lorenzo is dear to my heart. He's a god alpha who's absolutely incredible, undeniably a god alpha, wildly successful already in his very young life, the owner of two live-in faggots. You know, he fucks everybody he wants, and he can do whatever he wants, and he's got all the money that he needs, etc. He's doing very, very well. And I love him as a man and as an alpha and my master. So I say that to preface what I'm about to say. So Master Lorenzo hooked up with a transsexual, a female-to-male transsexual named Mario. And Mario considers himself to be an alpha, like equal to Master Lorenzo. And they are dating now. And so Mario has a vagina, not a penis, or like a surgically implanted penis. Mario has a vagina, but the rest of that, rest of her body, or his body, is presented as a man. So, sorry, pronoun problems. So, Mario considers himself to be equal to Master Lorenzo, like they're partners, and Master Lorenzo has basically deemed Mario to be his equal and to be above his two faggots, which, you know, I think that's probably fair anyway, because anybody who has any kind of dominance would be above a faggot, right? Giovanni and Raphael are Master Lorenzo's two live-in faggots, and they're very faithful. They're very good boys. They're very good faggots, and they take it very seriously. And there was a kind of a dust-up, I guess, in the house when Mario arrived, because Giovanni felt like, first of all, Giovanni was afraid that he was going to get, dismissed, basically, that Mario was going to take his place. But Master Lorenzo has a very deep view of hierarchy, and he understands the levels of hierarchy very well, for the most part. And so he recognized that he wants faggots like Giovanni to be his slaves, his personal property. And so he wasn't going to get rid of Giovanni and Raphael. But he wanted this kind of partner arrangement with Mario. And he recognized they were in different places hierarchically. So, and I agree with that. Where I disagree is that Mario is anywhere near equal to an alpha, especially not a god alpha like Master Lorenzo. Now, this might be my own personal prejudice talking. You know, I've heard both arguments since that post was published, and I see both sides to some degree, and I know Master Lorenzo will probably very strenuously disagree with me on this, but there's no way on earth Mario is equal to an alpha, or definitely not Master Lorenzo. Master Lorenzo, even if Mario is his partner and they're, and Mario is not submissive, Master Lorenzo still runs things. He's still the ultimate say in that situation. And I cannot be, I will not see it differently. I just won't. And do I think that my opinion is colored by the fact that Mario was born a female? Yes, I think that does play a part. Not only, I mean, let's be honest, okay? Like, this whole transsexual thing has kind of eaten up Western society, and it's become this major talking point on the right, of course, because they're trying to, like, you know, there's one transsexual that, you know, used a bathroom one time, and suddenly there's an epidemic, and it's all bullshit, of course. But ultimately, the truth is that a natural-born female, a genetic female, is not as strong as a natural-born male, physically, okay? And I don't believe a natural-born female has the same dominance, the same natural dominance that most natural-born males have. Now, they can be bossy, but I don't think that's the same as natural dominance and charisma. And I have not met Mario. I don't know anything about Mario. But I was just going to say, there's simply no way that Mario equals Master Lorenzo. And I'm actually offended by it. I'm actually offended by the suggestion. And I'm a little surprised that Master Lorenzo is not offended by that too. But I don't know. I guess we'll see how that develops. I think some of my readership, they were also offended by that suggestion. Some people who are more pro-transsexual, you know, because there are all kinds of wild views on that subject. Some of those more pro-transsexual were insisting that that Mario could be equal to Master Lorenzo. I largely shot that down, but because I just think that science cannot be denied in this instance. And every metric, there's simply a difference in a genetic female and a genetic male. There are just differences that, you know, in virtually every quantifiable way. And so it's simply not possible, you know. You can give somebody hormones, but that doesn't change what they are. That doesn't change their nature. It's like thinking that, like, if somebody gave me certain hormones, I wouldn't be a faggot anymore. No, I was born a faggot, okay? Giovanni was born a faggot. And to think that, or suggest that somehow hormones and, like, you know, a couple of surgeries are going to change that, it's just not possible. And I disagree with the idea at all. I reject that completely. So I would be interested to hear what people think about that. But I simply am not on board with it. And I'm pretty obstinate about it. Like, I don't know if Master Lorenzo even just ordered me to agree. I don't know if I would agree. That's how strongly I stand on it. But I don't know. I'm interested to find out what you guys think about this, because it's an issue that I think the gay community in general has to kind of have a reckoning about. And the left, you know, the liberals out there, I think that there has to be a reckoning on this, because I think they're pushing, it's all being pushed too far. And you know why? Because I'm about to say something really awful, probably, but, like, it's there. I think that there are some people out there, like Yule, a faggot that was owned by Master Matt, turned out to be transsexual. And he's a beautiful, beautiful faggot and a beautiful transsexual. And I support Yule. But I don't think that, I don't think that it's fair to say that it's natural. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's an alteration, because we can, because Yule is still, if you look at his genetic makeup, he's still a male. So, you know, there's something going on there that's beyond, is something beyond natural biology. So, and I just don't think that we can just dismiss that, you know, and just say, well, people can be whatever they want to be. If they want to be if a female wants to be decided to be a male and then call that himself an alpha, that's fine. Well, that's just not, there's more to it than that. It's more than just slapping a label on yourself. It has to be natural, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not saying that there's not transsexuals out there or that this is not real, but the weight that society has been putting on transsexuals, this kind of, is becoming a hotbed issue, and like, and people are constantly talking about it like it's some sort of epidemic of transsexualism, is ridiculous. It's not an epidemic. These are outlier cases. And I think that people recognize biology, you know, and I think you shouldn't be labeled a hater because you're recognizing biology as a factor. And so I think that's where this comes in, because I recognize biology. Mario was born a female and is a genetic female, and his body chemistry is female. And so Mario can call himself alpha or equal to an alpha, but I disagree with that, because I simply don't think that can happen. I don't believe it. It's just like I won't call a female alpha. In fact, I think female doms are kind of ridiculous. But, you know, there are beta males submitting to them. I don't know. There's somebody for everybody, I guess. But I just don't think that, I don't agree with some of it, you know. And you can roast me in the comments or roast me online or whatever you want to do. I don't care. It's not the first time I've been controversial or been even wrong. So, but anyway, I'm looking forward to hearing some feedback on this one. Why not, from the 300th episode, go out with like a big bang and like really piss everybody off? You know what I'm saying? Anyway, thank you very much again for all the support and all the love that this podcast has been given by all of you. And I hope that we can continue this journey together. And I thank you for just everything, I guess, that you guys have stuck with me and continued to make this exploration of hierarchy fruitful and exhilarating and seemingly endless. At least 300 episodes endless. So I will wish you adieu, and I will talk to you next week, okay? Love ya. Bye.